3 days out from the rerun of the Senate election in Western Australia, the man who advised Labor on its emissions trading scheme has weighed into the carbon tax brawl. Professor Ross Garnaut has told a business event in Perth that the consequences of climate change means there's a huge amount at stake at this weekend's poll. He says it would be a costly mistake to repeal the tax, as the government hopes to do, and the coalition's been working hard to make it a key theme of the race, as Naomi Woodley reports from Perth.
The federal government's pledge to repeal the carbon and mining taxes has been Tony Abbott's number one campaign point, as he seeks to shore up the Liberals' vote ahead of this weekend's by-election for 6 WA Senate seats.
The best thing you can do for Western Australia is get rid of the carbon tax, get rid of the mining tax.
The Prime Minister's banking on the balance of power in the Senate changing after the 1st of July, but in the meantime he's using the promise to attack the opposition.
Every day I am trying to reduce the pressure on Australian families by abolishing the carbon tax. And every time the carbon tax repeal legislation goes into the Parliament, Bill Shorten supports the carbon tax.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten acknowledges family budgets are under pressure.
Cost of living is a real issue for Western Australian families.
Labor says the repeal calls are not resonating with voters, preferring to focus on the prospect of spending cuts instead. But the Senate spots up for election this weekend are important to the future of the carbon and mining taxes. The final makeup of the Senate will determine how many votes the government will require from a diverse crossbench of independents, micro-parties and the Palmer United Party. One more than interested observer is Professor Ross Garnaut.
True Australian Conservatives would be barracking for votes against repeal in WA Senate election on Saturday.
The Melbourne University climate economist was commissioned by Labor 6 years ago to advise on the design of its proposed emissions trading scheme.
I think that it would be a mercy for the Abbott government and something to be sought by supporters of the current government if the Senate were to block repeal. Without the blockage of repeal, the budget problem, and Australia faces a really severe budget problem, it becomes much harder if the climate bills are repealed.
Addressing a business event in Perth, Professor Garnaut likened inaction on climate change to events in the lead-up to World War I a century ago.
The awful thing about it is that so many people realised the catastrophic consequences of what they were doing, and yet they felt obliged to take the next step and the next step and the next step until they were on an irreversible path. The elites of 1914 let down their peoples. I hope that the elites of 2014 are not letting down their peoples in the same way.
Professor Garnaut speaking at a series of events in Perth this week in support of retaining Labor's carbon pricing package. But he says they were scheduled before the election date was set.
Naomi Woodley.